Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up in the next couple of segments, we'll start with our first impression roses for this week's NFL slate. So if you don't follow The Bachelor, it's kind of our spin on which games caught our eye instantly when we opened up our BetMGM apps. Now, Wednesdays normally aren't my favorite day of the week, but we have all day postseason baseball today on the schedule. Next segment, we'll break down all of our favorite divisional round matchups, all coming up next here on the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. All right, Jenk, so since we're doing like a bachelor-type spin on our favorite reads in the NFL when it comes to betting, I feel like I always think of Jesse Palmer when it comes to The Bachelor because I am fascinated by his career arc. As somebody who started as a quarterback at the University of Florida and was pretty damn good, and then he went on The Bachelor, and although he did not eventually marry the girl that he picked, he had a long career in broadcasting, and he's still there, where he still does college football, I believe, for ESPN. He does all these baking shows on the Food Network, and he even hosts The Bachelor, and I think he does Bachelor in Paradise. I never saw this coming, but I always wonder this. Do you think we'll see more crossover between professional athletes and these dating shows? Because these dating shows are absolutely everywhere. Like, these are like the new hot reality TV shows where everybody wants to watch them. I do think when it comes to what's the one that everybody watches? Love Island?
Love Island,
I don't know if we'll see like professional athletes on that just because they have to be there so long. But I feel like there's really not that many professional athletes who have gone the ranks of, like, dating shows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I think that they don't need to, right? Like, if you're a professional athlete,
Instagram.
Yeah, you just have to show up. Let's be honest. If you're a pro athlete and you make money and you're out there, you are going to generate interest. Some of that interest is genuine. Mm-hmm. Some of it is not. You don't have to promote yourself. Maybe if you're B or C list athlete, but if you're an A list athlete, you don't have to do anything. You just got to be out there because the league is going to promote you or you're going to promote you and everyone's going to know who you are. So you don't need the extra promotion. You don't need to spend your time on some sort of show where you're probably not going to get paid or maybe going to get paid, whatever. It's not worth your time. You don't need it. So why even waste your time with it?
Yeah, usually it feels like when they have, like, quote-unquote NFL players, it's
right.
Like guys who are on the practice squad. Like, they did this with Colton on The Bachelor.
Where
Oh, he's a former football player. And it's like, yeah, he was on the practice squad, which is not easy to do. Like, he was still probably a good football player because the NFL is tough to get to. But, like, that's not his profession. Like, that's what he did before. That's not his current profession. But I will say Travis Kelce did have a dating show. Jenks, do you remember this? Catching Kelce?
Oh, God. I'd forgotten about that. What a career. Yeah, it is crazy to think about. And now, all we hear, who would have thought that back then is that, you know what? I bet one day he marries Taylor Swift and she'll make a song about his junk.
Right?
I mean, what an actual story arc. I would have never guessed that back then. But here we are.
Right, he went from, like, girls who were probably just trying to chase, like, reality TV fame that really didn't have any type of career to, like, the ultimate career woman to where if he wanted to sit back and relax and be a stay-at-home husband, he absolutely could. So congratulations, Travis Kelce, on all of your success on the football field and off the field as well. All right, Jenks, let's pick some winners when it comes to the NFL. So we call this segment our first impression roses. So normally this is kind of how my process goes, is I look at the slate and I kind of see which games kind of jump out to me. And then we investigate further. So if everything lines up, then I will make a bet. But certain games, you look at the number and immediately you're just like, no, that's not going to play. Don't love the number, don't love the team. There is some factor where immediately I think this is not a game I'm going to bet on. So when you open the slate for these week of games, who got the first impression, Rose, for you?
Well, I would say I like the Broncos a lot in London against the Jets. Mm. Like, it's at 7.5. I might play it at 7. But this is more of the eye test than anything else. Like, let me ask you a question. If you strip all the numbers away, can you make a case for the Jets at all? Like, just looking at them, this is a bad football team. Like, sometimes you just see all you need to see. And what I see with the Jets is a team that is now 0-5, okay? And that's a big deal, because when you get to a certain point in the season where you probably should have had a win, could have had a win at this point, they've had their chances, they've blown those chances, and now you're sitting at 0-5, rot starts to take hold, right? Like, when are we going to get a dub? Maybe we're not.
I just smelled that.
Yeah, you can smell, like, oh, the Jet. What is that? Is that the Jets with the TV? Is that the Jets? Did the Jets, they stink that bad. And I like Aaron Glenn a lot, but Justin Fields hasn't been as good as I thought he was going to be this season. And also, the Broncos are so rock solid on defense. That's what I wonder. How are the Jets going to move the ball? The Broncos are, what, fifth in the NFL against the run? Yeah, that's right. Fifth in total defense, fifth against the run. What does that mean? Justin Fields' passing game against Patrick Surtain in that secondary? Like, this could be 13-0, and the Broncos could cover. And maybe it will be. I would lean towards the under, but more than anything, I think you just fade the Jets until you see otherwise, because they stink. They stink.
Well, here's the problem. Like, I've trusted the Jets before, and they made me look stupid. Because I
yeah,
feel like there are things to like on the Jets. Like, Aaron Glenn, I like him. Justin Fields can be electric. And Breece Hall is good. And we were told that this defense was going to be great, and it's not. They gave up 37 points to the Cowboys, gave up 27 to the Dolphins, 29 to the Bucks, and 30 to the Bills. So when you look at them from a covering perspective, they have only covered in one game. I believe that was that game against the Bucks, where it took a blocked kick and it to be returned for a touchdown for them to cover that number. So something that doesn't feel very repeatable. I will say on the Broncos end of things that they have played some bad teams kind of closely. Like the first game of the season against my Titans. And maybe that is, you know, first game of the year, jitters, maybe it's rust. Because I will say this. Bo Nix has looked better as the season has progressed. Mm-hmm. And he's still a young quarterback. And 7.5 is a lot of points. Isn't that the line in this game? Yeah, 7.5. And it is overseas, where sometimes we see chaos afoot. But I still just can't make a case for the Jets. Like, that's the bottom line. Like, maybe there's a sabotage factor for the Broncos and the fact that it's 7.5 points. But, like, the Jets have gotten absolutely smoked.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
By good teams, you know, lost to the Bills in a divisional matchup 30-10. So I'm not going to be making a case for the Jets ever. All right, so for me, let's look at a divisional matchup. And Jinx, I feel like you have had the stones to bet on the Browns before this season. And I'm not saying that the Browns are a good team, but 5 points in a divisional matchup where the total is 38.5. How do we feel about the Browns this week?
Gah. I like the Steelers. I like the Steelers here. Like, the Browns are so bad. And here's the thing. Like, the Steelers have had 2 weeks to get ready for this game. It's kind of a dead number, sitting there at 5, right? So I think maybe the under is the play, but I think I'm a big proponent of, if you like a team to cover and they've had an extra week in the NFL, it matters in a big way. So this Steelers defense getting to lick its chops against Dylan Gabriel, who I feel like looked actually pretty good last week, like pretty decent, like a nice start for him in a Browns uniform. But just like we saw with Jackson Dart, just like you see with rookies all the time, you'll look good initially, but you're still a rookie. And success is never in a straight line, and it'll be like one step forward, two steps back, and then you sort of, you know, slowly, hopefully progress as a starter. So I think this could be the week where Gabriel struggles and where the Steelers sort of have their way with them. I believe this is up from 4.5, so the money is coming in on Steelers and could get to 6 as well. I like Pittsburgh here.
I think for me it's more about the Cleveland defense and their ability to keep this game in a rock fight situation. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because the total's 38.5. And I do think that maybe the Steelers are ready for like a sell-high situation, because the Steelers have looked pretty good. You know, they're leading the AFC North. And I do think when it comes to divisional games, especially in the AFC North, these are the games that usually play a lot closer to the vest. So that's why it kind of stood out to me. And how about this one? It almost looks too easy. The Rams laying 7.5 at the Ravens. Ravens are hopeless. Like, am I seeing too much here? Like, I understand this is a road game and a long way for the Rams to go, but like, the Ravens, their defense wasn't good to start with. It's a mash unit on that end as well. And then you have, you know, who is it? Cooper Rush at quarterback instead of Lamar Jackson. The run game's not going. Derrick Henry is not putting up good numbers. What's the case to be made for the Ravens here, other than the fact that it's just 7.5 points?
I think the case for the Ravens is, at some point, you know, the market will overvalue teams facing the Ravens because Baltimore has struggled.
Right.
At some point, Cooper Rush, we've seen in the past, even though he was not good last week against the Texans, Cooper Rush is a pretty good backup quarterback. I don't think he's a starter, but when it comes to backup quarterbacks in the NFL, you could do a lot worse than Cooper Rush. So I'm not going to be surprised if he steps up and has a decent game. And then, you know, I don't know if you believe in Jim Harbaugh or John Harbaugh, but he is a good head coach. He hasn't been good this season, and I know he gives up all those leads, but historically he has been, I don't think he suddenly forgot how to coach, right? So
right.
I think
he's
those
not a
are your
head coach.
Right. He's not a rookie head coach. If you want to make the case, his time has come to an end in Baltimore. Okay, fine. He's still a way above average head coach. So You put all those things together and you're getting 7.5 points. I think that is probably your case for Baltimore. Is it a case I want to put my money on? No, it is not.
Is there another game that you considered here for First Impression Rose?
Yeah, there's a few here that I like. You're not going to believe this. I like your Titans getting 4.5.
Jinx.
I know. I know. It's gross. It's not going to make you feel good. You're going to hate yourself. This opened at 6. The money has
already
come in.
Done.
I know. Here's the thing. My voice cracks. Arizona gave that game away last week. There's no question about it. But I'm not of the belief. This is about the Raiders more than anything else. So do the Titans look like a bad football team? Yes, they do. Do the Raiders? Yes. I don't think the Raiders should be laying 4.5 against anybody. This is a bad football team, too. Like, I can't believe this number isn't 3 or less if you're Vegas. This should be, if this game is at a neutral site, it should be a pick 'em. The Raiders laying 4.5? No, thank you. Like, Geno Smith has been a turnover machine this season. He's thrown more interceptions than anyone in football. The Raiders on both lines of scrimmage are awful. Their offensive line, trash. Straight trash. You can get after them. That's one of the reasons why Ashton Jeanty just has not been able to get going. He had that one good game because you can meet him in the backfield on a regular basis. Even Pete Carroll was like, yeah, this isn't very fun. I'm not enjoying myself. This is not a good time. The Raiders should not be laying 4.5 points here. So you just got to hold your nose and do it. I like the Titans plus 4.5.
Do I though?
You don't have to.
Here's the thing. I think it's different when it's your own team. And I think you can attest to this when it's like comes to the Commanders is that I don't know if I'm overly cynical, but here's a depressing stat that they've been talking about this week. The Titans have not won back-to-back consecutive games since November of 2022.
It's terrible.
Back-to-back wins. I am not asking for a four-game win streak. Back-to-back wins. Haven't done it since 2022. There are guys on this team that were drafted like 2023 that don't know what that feels like. That is a crazy thing. Like, think about the culture of a team that stat is attached to. That is a...
That's brutal. That is bad. I'm not picking the Titans to win, okay? Let's get that clear. By the way, when's the last time... I know you said this a couple days ago, where, what, the Titans and Panthers won on the same day, and you're a Titans fan. Jake, your husband, is a Panthers fan, so you guys both won on the same day. When is that going to happen again? Never?
Probably never. Never in our lifetime, Jenks. It looks like we have, not enough time. Maybe we'll talk about another segment. I was going to ask you about the Commanders. Put you in that seat. Commanders laying 4.5. What is that, the Monday night or Sunday night game?
Monday night.
Against the Bears. So that should be a good one. We'll see if that one goes the way of last year, where it actually went down to the final minutes and then the Bears completely imploded for the rest of the season after that loss to the Commanders. All right, coming up next, time to talk some postseason baseball. We have games going all day long from 2 to 8. We'll give you our breakdown on all four games. That's next on Daily Tip.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.